Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Uphoff, CEO of Thomas.net. Tony, tell us about Thomas.
Thomasnet.com.
Thomasnet.com. Why do I say that? I'm sorry.
It's a tricky one, right? But Thomasnet.com, Jim, I'm proud to say, has been the leading resource for industrial buyers and suppliers since its inception 20-plus years ago. And the company is now celebrating its 122nd year as the leading resource.
Wow.
So obviously we used to do that as a print directory, and now we're a modern data platform company. Every second, 24 hours a day, an engineer, procurement professional, or what's called an MRO, is evaluating a supplier or selecting a product, sourcing a product on thomasnet.com. So it gives this incredible window, Jim, into the industrial economy. So it's a great business, but it also gives us this kind of remarkable understanding of what's moving or not, or what's shifting.
Especially
in and around
the supply
economy.
Chain, which I think the supply chain is in the process of making a geopolitical shift right now that hasn't been seen since the last World War, in my opinion. And one of the things you and I've been talking about, and I'd like for you to give us an update on this, is they call it reshoring, the reshoring momentum. And I've coined a new term, I think I have, called hemispherization, not globalization, but hemispherization, bringing it back to the hemisphere. You said on this show 2 months ago, Mexico was going to be the new China. Did you not say that?
I did indeed. And Jim, you know, like so many things, you were quite prescient in a lot of your observations in and around this. So a couple things to give it a sense of perspective. You know, first point I would make is it's remarkable how now everybody talks about the supply chain. You know, if you go back a few years ago, the average person had no idea what the heck you meant when you said supply
right,
chain.
Right.
You know, they didn't stop to think about it. Boy, do we now know the fragility or potentially the agility of a supply chain and why that's important. To your point on reshoring, so for your listeners, reshoring is exactly what it sounds like. It is taking outsourced manufacturing where companies, you know, moved it outside of North America, and they've been bringing it back to North America. That's actually been happening, Jim, for the better part of a decade. Steady and sure, what's happened radically is the acceleration of that trend post the COVID-19 pandemic. So in our most recent survey, 65% of manufacturers are actively evaluating reshoring to North America, which is really remarkable when you see, you know, that starting to happen. And, Jim, they're doing it for two reasons. One is this was a massive wake-up call for everybody who's managing a complicated supply chain, what's called a global supply chain. And it kind of, you know, starts to touch on your point of hemispherization. I'm going to remember that one.
Mm.
And what that basically means, Jim, is if I'm managing a complex global supply chain, it might have been years since I've really looked at, hey, is this actually cost-effective? And is there alternatives? What if I did this closer to home and save money on shipping costs? Or what if I allocated resources closer to where segments of customers actually are? And so part of this is just, you know, people now using this as a wake-up call. The other thing is companies have realized how easy it is to have your supply chain disrupted. Who saw this coming? No one.
Right.
No one saw this coming.
Well,
so,
the profit motive, which I love dearly, has caused the single-mindedness about it, though, has caused us to push our stuff offshore and to be very vertical with our integration of supply chain. And I think redundancy is going to be the word of the future. And I hope more investors, and I mean people who have 401k accounts, I hope they ask their managers, tell me about the redundancy of these companies we're investing in. And I think that's the word that we're going to have to start applying and requiring of people, especially people who make and distribute things that we need. Last thoughts, Tony.
Well, I think, Jim, if you take what you're saying, let me put a highlight on it, because I think publicly traded companies are going to have to audit the fragility or risk management of their supply chains as a matter of course. And I think that's a critical function, because if you can't demonstrate that, and also perhaps demonstrate that your decisions really are economically feasible, because I think in many cases that was based on flawed math.
And maybe we can start thinking more long-term than the 90-day conference call.
You bet.
Hey, Tony, I got to wrap it up. Thomasnet.com, folks, check out that website. Tony, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.